when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More fallout after Alabama's Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children. Families and providers today rallying at the state capitol demanding access that to IVF be restored. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Montgomery.
We're expected to hear from these families and from these dividers that this is the time for elected officials to understand that this is care for people who have made an already stressful decision, and they are ready to fight to make sure that they can go through with it.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats proposing a measure that would guarantee federal protections. A disaster declaration in Texas says the panhandle as the second largest wildfire in the state's history burns out of control. The blaze has charred an estimated 500,000 acres and briefly shut down a nuclear weapons facility near Amarillo. The FAA giving Boeing 3 months to come up with a plan to meet safety standards and fix the company's quality control. It follows an audit of Boeing's 737 MAX assembly lines due to the door plug that fell out of a plane last month. This is ABC News. In Texas, advocates for a convicted killer on death row are hoping for a last-minute reprieve from the governor.
Later today, Ivan Cantu is set to be executed by lethal injection for killing his cousin and his cousin's fiancée outside Dallas more than two decades ago. A jury found him guilty, though Cantu, now 50, has always said he didn't do it. A key witness, the brother of Cantu's ex-girlfriend, who initially claimed Cantu confessed, recanted his testimony in 2022. Cantu also claims new information corroborates his story that his cousin, a known drug dealer, was killed by rival dealers. But a Texas court yesterday denied Cantu a stay of execution.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. If you're going on a trip, be prepared to pay some more for a hotel. Staffing shortages forcing many hotels to pay their workers higher wages, which are up 20% since the pandemic. And hotels are now passing those costs on to guests. They're also slashing some services. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs barely scrape the 20s. But with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week, and temperatures warming, too. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A reward is now being offered as the search for a missing Two Rivers toddler continues. The FBI has put forward $15,000 for information leading to the location and return of Elijah View, leading to the arrest of those connected with his disappearance. The three-year-old boy has been missing for just over a week. Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a Republican-authored Forever Chemicals cleanup bill, saying he continues to object to a provision that would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to go before the Joint Finance Committee to request $125 million in funding for PFAS cleanup. It may be several weeks before a bridge between Iowa and Wisconsin is ready for use. The Iowa Department of Transportation says the Lansing Bridge has shifted in two places near new construction that will replace the bridge. Work crews are trying to stabilize the two piers, but that could take up to 2 months. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Calling all moms. Looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobison and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobison. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from a Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, I'm Brian Winnekins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Two people were injured in a single vehicle accident in Oak Grove Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 61-year-old Michael Franci of Green Bay was traveling northbound on Highway 00 when he lost control of his vehicle and entered the ditch. He was taken to Regents Hospital along with passenger 61-year-old Ann Massey of Green Bay. A judge is not going to stop HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospitals from closing in April. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine had asked the judge to stop the two hospitals from closing until at least July. The judge dismissed that request yesterday. HSHS announced back in January it would close its hospitals because of costs and other industry trends. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine said they filed the lawsuit to try to get more time for patients in the area who may be left without care once the hospitals close. Teachers in Lake City Public Schools have a new contract. The school district and union teachers approved the new two-year contract yesterday. Under the contract, base pay for teachers will increase by 5% in the first year of the agreement and 3% in the second. Teachers with 20 years or more of experience will receive an annual salary stipend. The contract also includes additional compensation for staff working beyond the expected school day. A large crowd turned out last night for a public memorial in Rochester for fallen Burnsville firefighter Adam Finseth. Among those who spoke at Finseth's legacy included community leaders, members of the Burnsville Fire Department, and friends of the family. The service included a tribute from the Rochester Fire Department Honor Guard and a bell ceremony. Finseth is a Rochester native and graduate of John Marshall High School. He, along with Burnsville Police Officer Paul Elmstred and Matthew Ruge, were killed on February 18th while responding to a domestic disturbance. There's another request to fast-track Wisconsin's pending abortion case. Attorney General Josh Call yesterday asked the state Supreme Court to take up the challenge to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The law bans almost all abortions, but is on hold because a Dane County judge ruled the law doesn't really apply to abortions. Call says the sooner the Wisconsin Supreme Court settles the case, the better. Sheboygan County DA has also asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to fast-track the case. He's the only prosecutor in the state looking to enforce the 1849 law. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Durand City Council will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the purchase of a new generator for the fire hall, reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting will begin at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Parents in Chippewa Falls continue to be upset about why they weren't told about a school threat last fall. Dozens of parents turned out at last night's school board meeting demanding answers. They want to know why no one told them about a student who, in October of last year, was allegedly looking up how to make bombs and had what authorities called a journal with a specific threat. Parents didn't find out about the threats until earlier this month. Many parents last night said they want more answers, not just about the threat, but all the other threats as well. Chippewa Falls school leaders say they didn't notify parents because of privacy laws and because the police were already handling the case. A New Richmond woman has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for the death of her fiancé. Marion Smith pleaded guilty to reckless homicide last fall after an incident in 2022 that had led to the death of Sean Lewis. She was sentenced yesterday in St. Croix County Circuit Court. Along with the 12-year prison sentence, Smith will be on 10 years of extended supervision. Wisconsin's governor wants $125 million to deal with PFAS contamination across the state, even though he doesn't want the new law that goes along with the money. Governor Evers yesterday promised to veto the PFAS plan from Republican lawmakers. The plan would spend $125 million on grants to local communities so they can clean up their drinking water. The governor likes that part of the law, but doesn't like the piece that would hold landowners harmless if PFAS chemicals simply pass through their land. The governor wants to give the DNR the power to go after those landowners. The governor says lawmakers should give him the money as a compromise instead. The FBI is now offering a reward for information about that missing Manitowoc County boy. The FBI yesterday announced a $15,000 reward for any information about Elijah Vu's whereabouts. He's been missing since last Tuesday. His mom and her boyfriend are facing child neglect charges, but have not said anything about where the boy is. Manitowoc County's Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward in the case. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
The University of Minnesota is welcoming a new leader. The Minnesota Board of Regents selected Rebecca Cunningham as the university president. The vote cleared the way for contract talks with the University of Michigan vice president for research and innovation. Cunningham is expected to begin her new job July 1st. For WRDN News, reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs barely scrape the 20s. But with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Comedian Dulce Sloan invites people into her life with a new book, Hello Friends.
And I don't know if you ever seen a whole book, but you got to put words in those. And they want like a lot of them. I didn't count them. That's not my job. But what I will say is that you have to fill it up so they'll pay you. It was difficult because I was thinking about I had to go over my whole life.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with men's college basketball, where the Wisconsin Badgers fell on the road at Indiana last night by the final counts of 74-70. Chucky Hepburn leading five Badgers in double figures with 15 points and 7 rebounds, but not able to get enough stops on the defensive end is what doomed the Badgers, according to head coach Greg Gard.
Defensively, we were never able to, we battled, but we could never get a two-point lead and couldn't get a stop, and get a two-point lead and couldn't get a stop. And that's been the thing with us all year. We just can't seem to really grab on to teams defensively and lock in and get stops when we really need them.
The Badgers' record falls to 18-10, back in action on Saturday as they host 13th-ranked Illinois. On the schedule tonight, fifth-ranked Marquette back in action, playing host to Providence. Tip-off tonight, set for 6 o'clock. In the Horizon League, Wisconsin-Milwaukee goes on the road to IUPUI, while Wisconsin-Green Bay travels to Cleveland State. To the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks cruise to a 123-85 victory over the Charlotte Hornets last night, head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think it was coming, you know. I think health is the biggest difference. You know, everybody's playing other than Chris, you know. I think that's one. I think our guys understand since the break we don't have a lot of time. And so we have to get to it, and our guys are starting to do that.
The Bucks have now won three straight, back in action tomorrow night as they travel to Charlotte to take on the Hornets. Spring training baseball yesterday, the Brewers fell to the LA Angels 6-4. The Crew back in action today, taking on the Chicago Cubs. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up to soft on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. A crib is always stocked.
It's our potty fine.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation, supporting those who feed, build, and protect America. We offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Penalties come down from Atlanta. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It was a season when NASCAR created the playoffs.
There's so much going on behind the scenes in 04.
A season with extreme emotion.
This has got to be the greatest day of my life.
And the fight is on in the pit area.
We dodged a huge, huge, devastating proposition that would have taken us out of this championship.
NASCAR Live presents 2004 Chasing History.
Somebody will look at a yardstick of our history and that'll 2004 is going to be on there.
Available Monday at MRN.com and wherever you download your podcasts.
NASCAR has announced penalties for the teams of Noah Gregson and Ryan Preece at Stewart Haas Racing following the race weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The teams have been penalized 35 owner and driver points for violating rules regarding the roof air deflectors. NASCAR officials confiscated the parts on Friday during pre-race inspection. Preece is now at 0 points on the season and falls to 36th in the standings from 24th. Gregson has negative 6 points and is 43rd in points. He was 29th before the penalty. And NASCAR also fined Joey Logano $10,000 for an alteration to his racing glove, which was webbed between the thumb and forefinger to create an aerodynamic advantage during qualifying. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
For instance, you might burn every year or two for grassland songbirds and every 3 to 5 years for white-tailed deer. The best objectives are no good if safety isn't a part of the plan. Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brooke also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
13 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Commodity Classic. Let's take a look at markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. March down 1 to 1727. April down 2 to 1754. May down 8 to 1776. June down 9 at 1807. Cheese markets, a barrel steady at 167. 40-pound blocks up a half to 161.5. No trade on the day. Cash butter down 3.5 to 285 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 119, 2 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1.25 to 44 even. 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. Cash cattle are not expected to see strength of last week, and that's leaving the trade cautious. Meanwhile, hog markets, they're moving mostly higher. Some strength in some of the pork cutouts, helping to support prices. February live cattle down 87 cents to 184.72. April down $1.62 to 186.10. June down $1.75 to 181.82. March feeder cattle down 297 to 250.02. April down 342 to 255.52. May down 305 to 258.27. April hogs up $1.20 to 87.10. May up 57 cents to 90.95. June up 60 cents to 99.92. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are moving mostly higher. Now, the corn trade is trying to ease from oversold condition as the spread action is firming slightly. Now, the Daily Wire was quiet today. Weekly export sales are expected to be in the 750,000 to 950,000 metric ton range. Soybeans also moving mostly higher as they grind along the lower end of the trading range with inconsistent product action. Now, South American weather should allow for Brazil's harvest to keep moving along with very little in the way of near-term changes for Argentina. Wheat mostly lower as the trade pulls back from nearby resistance with the firm dollar and the MATIF weakness offering a spillover weakness into the market. The plains will see warmer than normal temperatures, however, persisting into March after the midweek cold snap. March corn up 4.25 to 412.25 now. May up 4.25 to 427.75. July up 3.5 to 439.5. New crop up 2.5 to 462.5. March beans up 6.75 to 11.38. May up 6.25 to 11.47. July up 5.5 to 11.57. New crop up 6.25 to 11.36. March soybean meal up 4.70 to 3.32.50. And March soybean oil down 36 cents to 44.55. Chicago wheat, March down 8.5 to 577.5. May down 7.25 to 577. Minneapolis wheat, March down 10.5 to 648.25. May down 7.5 to 654.75. Energy markets today, April crude oil up 2 cents to 78.89, May down 8 cents to 78.15, and March gas now down 4 cents to 230, April down 3 cents to 256. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of Agri Talk, which will be from Commodity Classic. That's this afternoon from 2 till 3 here on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. From Commodity Classic, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekens with news and issues from rural America. A trade mission will highlight the benefits of trading with Cuba. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture recently led a trade mission to Cuba with the hopes of eventually improving trade between the two countries. NASDA CEO Ted McKinney talked about why they took the trade trip to the island nation.
This time we had 7 of our members. Always we take a special guest. And the idea is to go learn, network, and build trust, build friendships, identify the market for sure, and then to the degree that there are any policy things that we can help with, not negotiate. But there's a lot we can do and support, and that's what we're doing, and that's why we went to Cuba.
He says Cuba makes a lot of sense as a trading partner.
The logical reasons are It is so very close to the U.S. The second reason is there is a great need. It is much, much greater. Things are not well in food and agriculture in Cuba, we learned. And gosh, we trade with all kinds of people. We trade with countries that are our friends. We trade with countries that are so-called foes. And it would seem logical that that close, that needy, that Cuba might be one.
Cuba has a great deal of commodity needs that U.S. farmers would be happy to fill.
I'd start with protein. Now, they are buying a lot of our chicken. Many people do not know that. It's almost all quarter legs. They can do it cheaper from us than they can with their own farmers. Right now, they don't have the hard currency to buy feed. So they are down 90, that's 90% in pork production. They're down very substantially in poultry. So we are still supplying, as we were and have been for many years, a lot of poultry. There is some rice going there. We heard that there were a few containers of eggs that went there. I mean shell eggs in containers. Feed grains, they need feed.
In recent years, the Cuban government has made notable changes in policies. He's hopeful it's the first step to eventually thaw relations between the North American neighbors.
The key to this, and most people do not know this, is that under then-President Raul Castro, it has changed. There's a new one now. But he's continuing Raul Castro's philosophy. They changed the Constitution to allow for private entities. It doesn't all have to go through the federal government and then out to the people. And there have been several thousand private businesses pop up. The same could be said for cooperatives, and they're fairly similar to cooperatives as we know it. There are some that are very tied to the government. There are others that are not tied to the government.
NASDA CEO Ted McKinney. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston. In 2023, Rock County led all Wisconsin counties in total soybean production with 5.5 million bushels, according to USDA. Dane County was second, Dodge third, Grant fourth, and Lafayette fifth. Now, statewide, 13 counties averaged yields of at least 55 bushels an acre. Grant County had the highest yield with an average of 64.7 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, Dane County was the highest-ranking county for corn for grain production, with 30 million bushels produced. Grant, Lafayette, Rock, and Dodge rounded out the top five. One other county had production of more than 20 million bushels, and that sixth county was Columbia. Lafayette led all counties with an average yield of 210 bushels per acre. Grant was at 207.8 bushels an acre. Pierce at 200 bushels an acre. Dodge at 199.9 bushels an acre. And believe it or not, Milwaukee County had 197.3 bushels per acre of corn, according to USDA. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is leading a delegation of lawmakers in a letter urging the Environmental Protection Agency to allow for summertime E15 sales this year. Last week, EPA finalized a rule to approve year-round E15 sales but delayed implementation until 2025. The rule allows eight states to use the same volatility limits for E15 and E10 and was in response to a petition by governors of eight Midwestern states seeking year-round availability of E15. The petition includes Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Grassley and the Iowa delegation contend the delay will have devastating effects on biofuel producers, farmers, and families across the country. The letter states, we request once again the EPA immediately implement its rule to ensure E15 is available year-round, no later than March 31st of this year. The Department of Agriculture Tuesday published the intent to establish the Greenhouse Gas Technical Assistance Provider and Third-Party Verifier Program report. Authorized under the Growing Climate Solutions Act, the report explains how the Greenhouse Gas Technical Assistance Provider and Third-Party Verifier Program will facilitate farmer, rancher, and private forest landowner participation in volatility carbon markets. Agriculture Secretary Vilsack says the new program will provide resources for producers and landowners, helping them to pursue opportunities to generate revenue while still benefiting the environment. The report justifies the secretary's intent to establish the program following an earlier publication, which found that voluntary carbon markets offer a promising tool to achieve greenhouse gas reductions from the agriculture and forest sectors and also support producer livelihoods. USDA's Risk Management Agency will expand crop insurance tailored for nursery producers to all counties in all states. Nursery Value Select is a pilot program that enables nursery producers to select the dollar amount of coverage that best fits their risk management needs. Its expansion is part of USDA's Risk Management Agency efforts to provide insurance options for a broader group of producers, including specialty crop producers. RMA Administrator Marissa Bunger says this insurance option meets a critical need of American nursery producers. Nursery Value Select provides similar but improving coverage to the longstanding Nursery Field Grown and Container Program. The program also covers field grown and containerized nursery plants and offers coverage levels between catastrophic and 75%. Before the expansion, the program was only available in select counties in 9 states. But beginning with the 2025 crop year, Nursery Value Select will be available in all counties in all states. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. A much colder day today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have breezy northwest winds gusting up to 35, but the atmospheric flow will shift southwesterly for the rest of the week and into the weekend. And this will result in a quick rebound back into the 50s and 60s over the coming days. Now, it looks like we could even see upper 60s by the weekend. Mostly sunny today, cold, high 17 to 22. Relative humidity is at 23 to 28%. Northwest winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 35. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 7 to 12. Relative humidity is at 48 to 53%. West winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the south. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, much warmer, highs 45 to 50. Relative humidity is at 31 to 36%. Southwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. And for Monday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, cooler, highs 45 to 50.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on,
those high-heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? We just
dance. Like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
Go
Duran, the Panthers.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan, even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
I'm
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
Combination of shooters and neon lights, and I didn't really mean to say I've been losing it since you left. Yeah, I may have said the words, but they came from somewhere else. It was just a tequila talking when I told you I'm still not over you. I get a little sentimental, and I've had one or two, and that tear in my eye was the salt in the lime, not the memory of you walking. If I said I'm still in love with you, it was just a tequila talking. I don't know what they put in Cuervo that got me to say those things. Usually I wouldn't care so much, make such a scene, but seeing you there in that dress you were wearing just drove me right out of my head. So don't hold me responsible for anything I might have said. It was just a tequila talk. Told you I'm still not over you. I get a little sentimental, and I've had one or two, and that tear in my eye was a salt in the lime, not the memory of you walking. If I said I'm still in love with just the tequila talking. If I said I'm still in love with you, it was just the tequila talking.
Done in a Baton Rouge college bar. It kinda came out of nowhere, man, I took that one pretty hard. And I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her, till it all went black. She stopped texting back, and I finally got the picture. So here's to the armor, so close, fists over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. Wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybes.
Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me.
And to all those July crushes turning into September leavings.
Goodbyes that didn't feel good,